Anonymous Never Trumper Miles Taylor now works for Google. By Alim Bokhari on October 29, 2020. Miles Taylor, the anti-Trump staffer who published an anonymous op-ed for The New York Times in 2018 declaring himself a part of the deep state resistance against the president before serving as chief of staff to former DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, went to work for Google after leaving the government. Taylor's move to Google, which came before he outed himself as a deep state leaker, caused significant controversy at the time. Democrats in Congress found it unacceptable that a member of Trump's DHS could be allowed to seek employment at a tech company. The Democrats were presumably unaware that Taylor was trying to undermine the Trump administration from the inside. Via CNET. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives sent a letter this week to Google CEO Sundar Pichai slamming the search giant's hiring of Miles Taylor, a former Department of Homeland Security official who publicly defended President Donald Trump's travel ban. The letter, dated November 19, was signed by the chairs of three House caucuses representing racial minorities, Representative Joaquin Castro of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, Representative Karen Bass of the Congressional Black Caucus, and Representative Judy Chu of the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus. The lawmakers, all Democrats, said they found Google's hiring of Taylor, who previously served as chief of staff to former DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, deeply troubling. The Times misrepresented Taylor, a low-level official, as a senior administration official, a description that even other leftist, mainstream journalists mocked after Taylor's identity was revealed earlier this week. Leaving aside how one feels about Taylor's actions, I'm not sure that the NY Times' decision to grant a DHS chief of staff anonymity for that op-ed and to describe him as a senior administration official holds up especially well, said CNN analyst Susan Hennessy. The mere fact that the majority of people clearly came away with the perception that the author was dramatically more senior than he was in reality means that the Times failed to provide its readership sufficient context, said Hennessy in a follow-up tweet. It's an embarrassment, agreed Axios reporter Jonathan Swan. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.